I'm going to combine two questions because they're very similar. They're just a little different. So, number one, how high a priority is road improvements for you, and how would you pay for it? And then number two, did you vote for or against the road tax? And would you vote for it today? So those are the questions. So remember, how high of a priority is road improvements for you, and how would you pay for it? And how did you vote for the road tax? We're going to start with Kyle.
The roads are my number one priority. Now, that's not just talk. A lot of people say, well, this is my number one priority. You can only have number one. You can't have five number ones. You can't say, well, this is number one, this is number one, this is number one. You can only have one number one. Roads are my number one priority. I'm a huge supporter of public safety. I'm a huge supporter of recreation, American Fork, huge supporter. But roads has to be number one. It hasn't been for a long, long time. It needs to be number one in the city. So number one, roads. And by putting it number one, that means I'm going to vote number one on it almost in any situation. Unless it's an absolute emergency, roads is number one. I did vote against the road bond. Looking back on it, that's a very, very difficult subject because our roads are very, very poor. But I still want to vote against it. The reason why is because of the approach. During my master's degree, I learned that the approach is absolutely critical, and the approach, in my opinion, was done wrong. OC transparency.
Okay, I also think that funding roads is a really high priority, but I would like to throw in a little caution here that one of the reasons that we got into this road problem in the first place is from siphoning off money that was earmarked for roads into other places. So I don't want to just fall into that trap and move all the money over to roads and take it away from something else. So I want to make that as a cautionary tale. I think that funding roads will have to be a multi-pronged approach. I kind of don't think that what we're doing now is going to just solve the problem, that we can't just keep on going what we're doing because it hasn't been working in the past. So I kind of think of it as we need to do a couple of different things. One thing I would like to see done is what I call maintenance prevention. And we're doing some of those things now. And since I have such a short time, I'm going to move on to the next one, which was we've mentioned something called the transportation utility fee, which would be adding a fee on in another place, but then reducing our, I don't have enough time to talk about it. Maybe in another minute.
I agree. I think roads are just the very most important thing because they are so durable. We need them. We need them for safety. We need them for the convenience of our residents. And for that reason, I did not vote for the road bond. Now that sounds strange, but I don't think that the road bond as it was presented was the best plan. I think what they have now, because it was short-sighted, I think what there is now is the 10-year plan to resurface, take care of every road in the community, and I think that will work the very best. We cannot commit ahead of time and say, I'm going to do everything, you know, take everything away from some other things that aren't absolutely essential and put towards roads. It's like in your home, if you say, I'm going to put everything extra toward a new car, and then your refrigerator breaks. You can't wait 5 years to buy a new refrigerator. You need to keep your priorities logical.
I voted against the bond, because, and that's part of the reason I ran. Enough taxes. We fix our roads as we can. We used to ride wagons on dirt roads that get washboardy. I've been all over this country and the roads are in disrepair everywhere. They're difficult to maintain and they're very costly. We have a couple hundred miles of roads in this city. That's $1 million a mile. One thing I love that the city's doing now that's better is when we do a road, we want to do everything. So we go underneath the road and fix all the utilities under the road. We fix the roads themselves, but roads are roads. I've been on some bumpy roads, and again, it's really nice to have nice roads, but we also need to have good fire protection. We need to have good police protection. We have employees. A big share of our budget goes to employee salaries and benefits. Some of them state mandated that we have to meet each year. Roads are important, just like everything else is important. So I would not raise taxes to fix roads. We just do it as we can go. We pay as we go. Enough debt.
So we got, looks like we got some rebuttals. So Kyle, you're standing up. We'll have you go first, and then Anybody else want to do a rebuttal? Okay, then give it to Stacy, please.
When I talk about roads, I'm not talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm not saying emptying the budget and put it all on the roads, just so we're very, very clear here. You do not rob Peter to pay Paul. I'm talking about any increases in tax revenue. So based upon projections, if projection was we get $1 million hypothetically for above what we expected for increases in tax revenue, I think we should take the mass majority of that money above projection and put that into roads. So not rob Peter to pay Paul, but any increases above a projection.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to address bonding at all. I did not vote for the road bond, and that is because I don't believe in bonding for ongoing maintenance. I think it's really hard to get ahead that way, and you want to not have the debt for something that you're going to still have the debt for in the future. The transportation utility fee that I was talking about before, it would not increase the overall tax burden because you decrease your taxes and your property taxes, but it captures dollars from people that don't pay property taxes. And there's, of course, more detail about that, but that gives you an overview.
Just one small rebuttal. Okay. If I hear one more politician say, a bond's not a tax, I want to punch him. A bond's a tax. It may not be a tax right now, but somebody's paying that bond back. So that's all I have to say.
Amen.